Moose Jaw. During her nearly 2 years as city manager, Maurice Carmichael has come to understand the issues facing Moose Jaw and the need to enhance customer service and develop ways to measure project successes. However, with all the other work coming across her desk and regular demands from City Council, she is unable to fully dedicate her time to implementing these two initiatives. This is why she wants to hire a chief of staff, Cuz, who can support her, the mayor and executive leadership with research, project leadership, coordination of initiatives, communication with stakeholders, meeting strategic goals and enhancing operational efficiency. This position would allow senior leadership to focus on high-level strategic initiatives, manage critical tasks effectively, meet priorities and drive the organization forward. Council agreed that Carmichael requires extra support because, during a 2025 budget meeting, it voted 6-1 to approve the chief of staff position for $124,552. This money is not the full salary but includes costs for other things like furniture and benefits. Mayor James Murdoch was opposed. A good investment, Carmichael said, having a Cuz would help prevent files or projects from remaining open-ended and uncompleted. She has come across many old files, like land disputes or contract negotiations, that are decades old and have never been concluded. She noted that sometimes happens with different administrations, where staff work on a large file, it fades away unexpectedly, and then someone else finds it and attempts to resolve it. I've worked diligently to get those files fully resolved and closed, but it takes a lot of time, Carmichael said. A chief of staff could handle that work, especially contract negotiations, and conduct research and provide that information to the city manager, she continued. The Cuz could also take some work from directors so they can focus on meeting objectives. I fully understand that every time administration makes a request for money, it comes from our residents. I'm fully conscious of that, Carmichael said. But I think in this case, it is a good investment for our administration and for our city because it will not only be a resource for my office but will really be for the benefit of the community. This position would likely require someone who is a generalist since the person would manage or lead certain projects, such as negotiating contracts or implementing initiatives, she stated. Carmichael noted that the Cuz, who would be her right hand, would let her focus on being the best partner to council, making its objectives a reality, focusing on the next decade, and addressing the municipality's financial situation. Maybe I can go back to my military days and bark a couple of orders and the person could do it, she chuckled. Perhaps I could give the person my vision and they could execute it. Council comments. Murdoch said that when he was campaigning to be mayor, many people told him that he needed to make City Hall accountable. Since starting in his role, he has seen the many things Carmichael does but needed more time to fully understand the Cuz role before voting for it. The mayor added that he was fearful about approving this position since it may look bad to some city employees who are currently in bargaining situations. This request is a big ask, but the city manager's tasks are large as well, said Cowan. Jamie Logan. He initially thought hiring a Cuz was nuts, but he realized the amount of time, effort, and work that administration dedicates to running the city. They can only juggle so many things, and eventually, some things fall through the cracks. He continued, and it's not for lack of effort, for sure, but it's a lack of team power pulling the rope in the right direction. Logan added that the city manager does too much reacting to daily incidents and putting out fires, instead of being proactive and helping the city succeed and grow. Cowan. Don Lunning said she was pleased that council hired Carmichael because the latter has kept members informed about situations that past city managers never did. That has been important, especially if residents mention topics during a public forum, while it has allowed her to be a better counselor. The councilor added that council is slightly to blame for overburdening the city manager since she is their only employee and it would be inappropriate to send duties to directors. Council hired Carmichael because it was displeased with how City Hall was operating and members wanted someone to think outside the box to address issues, which is what she has done, said Cowan. Heather Eby. Furthermore, the CUS position will make Carmichael and Council more accountable in a big way to residents because the person will ensure files are being addressed and closed, she added. Since being elected, Count Carla Delorier said she had been educated, right quick, about the work the city manager and city clerk's office do and the hours they work. She admitted to being a cheapskate and struggled to support this position, especially with budget challenges, but realized a CUS was needed. I'm a former finger shaker of City Hall, so I stand corrected on so many levels, she added.